man who would have been there and sat through the whole thing and listened to it was Dane Zorko, who's playing excellent footy for the Lions this year. Dane, but just as we say good morning to you, just take us through what that was actually like to be in the room while Source was retiring.
Yeah, good morning, guys. It was pretty emotional. Obviously, he was holding back the tears very well. I actually had to have my head down because I thought I might have broken out as well. I've been pretty good mates with Daniel. He was obviously he's a family friend of ours. He went through high school with my eldest brother, so known him for quite a while. And he kind of looked after me when I first got to the Lions, and was like my big brother there for the first few years while I found my feet. So it was quite emotional and very sad to see him go. I guess when you start AFL, you never think you're going to retire. You always think you're going to be coming in and doing your trade, but unfortunately, there is a time where you have to hang him up, and Daniel's chosen to hang him up now, and it was quite sad.
Yeah, absolutely was. He's a very important member to the team. He's a cultural figure as well, and you know, a bit like the Aussie cricket team, that when someone retires who sings the song, they've got to nominate a new person to sing the song when they have a win. And Source was your DJ, wasn't he? So who's going to take over as the new DJ at the Lions?
Yeah, he tried a bit of DJing on the side there, Rod, for a little bit. Joshy Green, actually. So
another ranger.
Yeah, spot on. So Joshy Green fancies himself as a bit of a DJ. So he's he reckons he's going to be playing his first gig on Mad Monday for us. So he's looking forward to that.
What kind of void will Merritt leave in the team?
Oh, it's a big hole, obviously. He's got so much experience and so much of that knowledge that not many of our younger defenders have. So in terms of that respect, he leaves a quite a large hole. But I'm not quite sure what Daniel's going to do going forward. I think he may still have connections with the club, and maybe potentially a role might be with him helping those young kids, those key defenders really develop. So hopefully we don't lose too much.
Does it make you think about, you know, obviously not now, but in, you know, 10 years' time when you're possibly thinking about what's next for you, does it make you kind of go, oh, hang on, I've got to get something ready to go?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I don't know, about 10 years. I wish 10 years. it does. It is a reality check, really. I think when anyone retires, probably not when you're in your first 2 years, but as you're starting to get on, you certainly do need to look what's next. Daniel obviously did that a few weekends ago when he went home and spoke with his family. So he knew he had something else there that he's looking to pursue, and we wish him all the best. But yeah, it is definitely a reality check that you can't do this forever. Which
do you
is,
do you study outside now?
You have to. Do I? No, yeah. I haven't. I wouldn't say I'd be one to study. Yeah, I don't know how fixed on the books I could stay for those amount of times, unfortunately. So, studying is going to be my alley, but hopefully something will pop up.
Do you know it's book week this week, so you can't tell us a favourite book that you have?
A favourite book? Is a footy record count?
Yep, that'll count. I'll take that.
Does the record count? Yeah, well, that's about it.
Now, Dane, it's obviously been a pretty tough year for the boys. If you're looking at it purely from the win and loss record, it's been quite difficult. How have you survived the year? Because you're up in where you play in Brisbane, it's not always AFL on the back pages. Obviously, NRL quite a dominant state, but the journos certainly have been circling around the Gabba this year. How have you survived it all?
Yeah, they have. But you know, I don't think it's as bad as probably what they get in Melbourne. It's definitely not as bad as what they get in Melbourne. And thankfully enough, we've got the Broncos and the Queensland Reds, Brisbane Roar, the Firebirds. The Firebirds are winning there for a while, so that was saving us for a little bit. But it's been pretty tough because it is a lot more attention that a lot of these younger kids have probably ever experienced in their lives. So to get that negative feedback all the time, it probably takes a toll on them a fair bit. But I think they've handled it pretty well. We've obviously done a lot of work. Our media department's done a lot of work with the kids and how to handle these situations. And we have our sports psych in place and everything like that, so players don't feel alone at all.
Now, there's a lot of discussion about who's going where next season. Is that something that you think about or do you worry about within a team culture, or do you just try and block out all the rumours and just carry on with the season?
No, I know my teammates pretty well, and you tend to not worry about it too much. It is external noise. I don't think, knowing the people, I don't think they'll be going anywhere. And that's been quite, I'd say I'd be pretty close with all of them. So I've got no issues with the talk happening from the outside, because I'm pretty confident it's not going to happen.
You're going to know a lot better than we are, that's for sure. Now, Dane, speaking of the footy record, before we let you finish up this morning, when we have our players from both the AFL and the NRL on, we put them through our own sort of version of the little pocket profiles in the footy record. It's called the Exit Interview. The hard-hitting radio host that is Bianca Chatfield spearheads this, and she's going to put you through your paces now. So I'll leave you in her
Beautiful.
Capable hands.
Okay, first up, what's your favourite emoji?
Probably the face where he's got his hand over his chin like thinking.
Yeah, I do love that one.
We've got that a bit, actually, that one, haven't we? Yeah.
Really thought-provoking stuff. If you were on a TV show, what would it be?
Have you been paying attention?
Oh, yeah.
On
that's,
Channel 10.
That is a
love
very
that
good
show.
That is hilarious, that show.
Now, do you love the reality shows?
No.
You don't? So you're not a Bachelor fan?
No. Cannot stand the Bachelor.
Thank you. Dane, you are welcome on this program every day of the week.
Oh, cannot stand it.
Do you see all the boys from every club tweeting about it on Bachelor Night?
Do they?
Yep.
It's a fine at our club. Even if folks are talking about it, and a fair few do, it's not on. Not on.
Excellent. Excellent. This is why Dane will captain this footy club one day. This is excellent.
Now, we've just had the Olympics. If you were to go over to the Olympics and win a gold medal in any event, which one would you want?
Oh, I think the 100 metres is the one that everyone would want, I reckon.
Yeah, you're right. Everyone has said that.
The 100.
Now, what's one thing you're trying to give up?
Give up. I tried coffee there for a while, but that didn't quite work. So.
Oh, I didn't like it.
No, I had to keep. I could not have a coffee a day. Impossible.
Okay, favorite phone app.
It was the Olympics app a couple of weeks ago. Probably Instagram or one of those social media ones. Yeah.
One of your socials. All right, and then the last one, and this is not involving you actually playing, but what's your most favorite sporting moment ever?
Wow. I thought Adam Scott winning the Masters a couple of years ago, that was a pretty good achievement for him.
Good
but
answer.
Probably recently, I don't think we could go past Usain Bolt winning the 9 gold medals in the 100-metre sprint. That's pretty incredible, I reckon.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah, absolutely was. Hey, Dane, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Thanks for being really honest about, obviously, your teammates. There's a lot of speculation about what the future of the club looks like, but I think it's only a matter of time before it can change. You've got some good people there involved, and you've got one last chance for a victory on Sunday at Etihad Stadium when you take on St Kilda. So best of luck, and thanks for chatting to us this morning.
Awesome, guys. Thank you.
Dane Zorko is a star from the Brisbane Footy Club. And you know why I like him? Because he doesn't like The Bachelor. So he's okay with me.